As someone who spent almost all my adult life working in state government, it's especially just a terrible day. The one thing, though, I would like to reassure the people of Illinois, contrary to some of the things I hear on the national media, all of state government is not corrupt. It's been my experience that the vast majority of the men and women in state government, both elected and working, are there to try to do the best job they can do. Doesn't mean they don't make some mistakes, but the charges leveled against Governor Blagojevich in listening to the U.S. Attorney's press conference, my many years of state government have never heard of that depth of corruption and just misuse of the public trust. But I don't think one person or a few people should result in the people of Illinois thinking that everybody in government is corrupt. That's just not true. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
So were you all surprised by this?
I was shocked. I mean, and I try not to be shocked by anything that Governor Blagojevich does, but every time I think he's done everything, he shocks me again. And I tell you what really shocks me, putting aside the fact that it was just, you know, unbelievable that somebody in that position would stoop to doing what he's been charged with. And I realize he has not been found guilty. The only thing I will say, that the fact they have him on tape saying these things, I think leaves a huge problem for him, is that he's been under investigation now for 3 years. He became governor because the last governor messed up. And to think that, you know, and he upped it several levels. I mean, listen, I've never seen anything like this. And it just amazes me that he would continue to try to do these things. I mean, you just wonder if, you know, you heard some talking about the arrogance, or if there's just something wrong with him. I couldn't believe it when I was told this morning about what the charges were. And then listening to the U.S. Attorney's press conference, I just, you know, nobody could believe he would do something like this after he was already under investigation and had to know that he was being watched very closely. And on top of that, the fact that he got elected governor on the ethics issue. I mean, that's why he defeated Jim Ryan. It wasn't him. It was George Ryan lost that race. And so anyway, I was shocked.
Do you think that there should be a runoff election in February for that Senate seat, or do you think...
Well, I saw Senator Durbin ask for a special election. I think maybe the last thing we need is another election in Illinois right now, and people out raising campaign money and all. I mean, I would much rather see that blue ribbon committee or something come together and try to come up with a name of someone maybe who just will serve 2 years even, and try to take this out of the political realm quickly, and let's put somebody in there who is above suspicion at all. I think anybody that Governor Blagojevich would now name would be tainted, could be very unfortunate for that person, but I just think that could be a real problem. If for some reason he would step aside, or if the legislature would remove him, then Lieutenant Governor Quinn could name someone. But I, even in that case, I would suggest that he might want to have a panel or something other than just, you know, to get us past this. The trouble about a special election, again, we're talking, it'll be several months before we'll have a U.S. senator. Also, I'm not sure we need a political campaign right now in Illinois. I think we've got some real problems in the state, and then on top of this, which I think has created a huge crisis for the state of Illinois and state government in particular, it's probably not the best time to have a partisan fight. It'd be a lot better if we could kind of pull together. We're going to have to pull together in Springfield to deal with the huge challenges facing state government, even before the charges brought today by the U.S. Attorney. And again, I just would rather not have us have to have a partisan battle in this state any sooner than necessary.